Lucinda.
How's it going, Robert?
Not too bad, not too bad. Another artsy weekend.
What'd you get into?
Had the opportunity of meeting some artists in the wild this weekend. So hopefully we get to see them or hear them as part of the pod in the future. Being able to, meet the artists out in the streets and out where we're meeting our friends and family has been like super cool. And so being able to share the podcast story as well as to find new artists to have conversations with is always exciting.
Indeed.
How about yourself?
I went to the Bridget Meyer Gallery Friday after work to see the John Pablo Dor Chapel of Color exhibition.
Oh, how was that?
So good. He had his more recent works throughout the main gallery, and he had older works in the vault. And it was really interesting how you could draw the comparison from one of the older work in particular to his more recent stuff. After I went to Bridget Meyer Gallery, I went across Washington Square and I checked out Locke's Gallery. They were only open for another half hour, but they had an exhibition from Rob Wynn called Thence, and another group exhibition on the second floor called Tea Party. I mean, this is art that I would never imagine or dream of purchasing for myself, just because, some of it's a better part of a down payment on a house. You could buy a nice car.
Year full of tuition for school.
Oh my gosh, that's tuition right there. Yeah. But it's still fascinating to look at. John Pablo Dor at Bridget Meyer Gallery will be on exhibit until August 2nd. Rob Wynn and the group show titled Tea Party are going to be on exhibition at Locke's Gallery until July 11th. Other than that, I finally got to see Tara.
Yes, how was it? Not in the rain.
Not in the rain. Shortly after Robert and I signed off for our outro last week, we were ready to be on our way to go see Tara that day, and it was rained out.
Yep.
So this week, the weather was beautiful, albeit it was very, very hot. I think I downed at least two water bottles while I was
Nice.
waiting.
Oh gosh.
It was very interesting, though. The dance was outside, kind of on sloped terrain. So we weren't seeing technical stuff like pirouettes. It was more of a modern and interpretive dance piece.
Nice. How was it with the sound?
Yeah, oh, it was great. Devin was set up doing a Devin Arnay thing there. It was very organic. I will also say that there was a trombone that scared the shit out of me at one point. It was seemingly right behind me, but it was really interesting the way that they layered that on top. Something else I wanted to mention is that the scenery pieces, there were trees and pieces of wood carved out to be in like feminine forms. Like, for instance, or there was a tree with a branch that came off of it onto the ground that was whittled down to look like a leg with a black high heel on it.
Oh, wow.
There was something like that. It was more like some more narrow sticks that were whittled down to look like fingernails, and the fingernails were painted red. Red was a theme throughout. So it was a very feminist art piece. Some of it was a little bit, there were depictions of violence against women.
Okay.
And one thing that I wanted to shout out, there was a young lady who was part of the piece. There were seven main dancers. She was part of it. And I think that, like, the theme of taking care of our future really shown through having a younger dancer involved.
Oh, excellent. Oh, wow.
So there
Nice.
were seven main dancers, and then at the end, a slew of women came out in interpretive dance.
Are
At
they going to
Shada
continue this
Classic,
next weekend, or are they done now?
I think they're done now.
Okay.
You know, they had a little bit of humor about it that the past 2 weekends they were rained out. So there were a lot of people there. It wasn't crowded though, obviously, because we weren't in a enclosed space.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's off of what we typically cover, but it was definitely worthwhile.
Yeah. Well, we'll be on to the conversation, but we have a few notes.
So I just wanted to send big apologies for the rogue microphones in the following conversation and the overall audio of this episode, and specifically to Kelly, one of our guests, who had the roguest microphone of them all. We will
Yes.
do better next time. On to the conversation.
On to the conversation.
This is Robert Marsh, and you're listening to Philly Has Heart podcast. In this podcast, we sit down with artists, gallerists, educators, and curators, and other creatives who comprise the Philadelphia art world to discuss upcoming performances, exhibits, and other events and initiatives that are not to be missed. The art scene in Philadelphia is so rich that it can seem daunting. Consider this your weekend cultural recommendation. With me, always, is my producer, Lucinda Deggerlin.
Hello, hello.
And today with us, we have Callie Avellino and Kelly Crosby.
Hey.
Thank you both so much for joining us today. We're so happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Both Lucinda and I met Kelly and Callie at PMA at Artish, which was an amazing fundraising event for the Young Friends at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, where they were both doing watercolor portraits of the guests, and I got to be able to take one home and already put it on my wall.
Oh, so
Very
amazing.
so proud of it.
Yay.
And I was already like, okay, I need a new frame for this. I want to make sure that it's special. And I had an awesome leopard print shirt that now is immortalized. And so we're able to create such an incredible moment in time that everybody kind of gets to like take home with them, right? And
yeah.
got to allow each person who was there maybe just to dance, maybe just to enjoy the art, maybe just to be there with friends, a little memento to take home. And so thank you for that.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you for sharing your art. Maybe one at a time, can you let us know a little bit about your artistic or origin story?
Yeah, so, well, we got involved with Artish through Kelly Farley. She's the co-chair.
Excellent.
Yeah. Of
Love
Young
Kelly.
Friends. So she, her and I go way back. And she actually reached out to me last year to bring me into it, but I couldn't make it. So I was so glad to do it this year and then bring Kelly in too. But the way I started out is actually the Philly Art Museum is near and dear to my heart, because when I was younger, my mom was so encouraging of doing art and keeping me inspired and keeping this to be a passion of mine. And so one of the earliest memories I have is my mom and I going on a mommy-daughter date to the Philadelphia Art Museum.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and so we went and saw the Edgar Degas exhibit. And don't ask me the year, because I tried to go back and find it, but I couldn't.
Yes.
But I just had such a wonderful time with my mom. And again, she was just so encouraging with that. And after that, I had fallen in love with the ballet dancers, and especially the 14-year-old girl. Excuse me, the 14-year-old ballet dancer, the statue. And my mom had got me all of the fun stuff. Like, she got me the ballet socks, and she got me the umbrella of the Degas and everything.
Yes.
And when we went home, she had me pose as the ballet dancer.
So good.
Yeah, so that's like one of my favorite memories with my mom. And so it's so cool talking to you guys and having this experience, like full circle of
oh, yeah.
talking about the Philly Art Museum and all that good stuff. But like I said, she always encouraged me. So I started art from a really young age. And then, you know, in high school, you could always find me in the art room. And then I went to Penn State, where I was a part of the arts and architecture program. And I did integrated arts. So it was arts and communications.
Okay.
So I had that nice combination of getting a business experience with also getting that, you know, technique of art and understanding it, you know, on a deeper level. And then while I was there, I was actually also selected to do the abroad program in Italy called SACI, which was Studio Art Center International, where I fell, obviously, more in love with art.
Yes, how couldn't you?
And that was another place that I really fell in love with figure drawing, actually.
Okay.
And figure drawing I fell in love with at Penn State, too. But that entirely was just something that captured me. And I've just ever since then, like, focused my entire art on figure drawing. And then now that I'm here, I kind of get to do a little bit of figure drawing when it comes to doing the live watercolors and having a little bit of that while also in my personal time painting those figure drawings and of women that I like to paint. But also my background is in sales and in recruiting. So I got that experience when I was in the corporate world after graduating Penn State. I got to be able to get all that, you know, business experience, talking to clients and understanding how to follow up with people, and booking and contracts and things like that. So I take all of that experience from corporate world into what I do today, which is ultimately what I've always wanted to do, which is being an artist full time. What else can I talk on? I feel like I just kind of word vomited there.
No, that's excellent.
So it's mostly, today it's like mostly still like figure drawings and then the watercolor itself. Mm-hmm. Is there any other medium that you specialize?
Yeah, so I typically work with acrylic and watercolor.
Lovely.
So for the business and event side that I do, which I've brought Kelly into, is doing those live watercolor portraits, which are mostly at events like weddings, the Philadelphia Artish, what else, baby showers, like bridal showers, anything that you can think of. Did a 60th birthday party.
Oh, very nice.
So those are just always fun to do because not only can I put my own little creative flair into it, but I get to pull from what you guys are wearing. Like, Lou, I love what you were wearing.
Yes.
So good.
I loved how you depicted that.
Yes.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, it was a fully sequined, like, dress.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was everything.
And what was Dad wearing?
He had on, like, I bought him.
He had on like a Hawaiian shirt, essentially.
Yeah.
But it was more like geometrical.
It was from a Swedish brand.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
I loved that. But it's just so fun because there's still creativity in it. Like, I do take your picture and use you guys as a reference when we're doing these live watercolors. But we still get to put our own flair into it because how am I going to interpret the way that the sequins are coming off of your dress or your leopard shirt? Was it leopard?
Yeah,
leopard shirt. Like, how do you incorporate that and kind of bring out the personality in each of those watercolors? So I still get to have that fun, you know, creativity and imagination while I'm doing this too. So that's really important to me.
That's excellent. Excellent. And Kelly, how about yourself? What was your artistic journey?
I studied at Gettysburg and then I spent some time in retail at Anthropology and then in interior design and found a lot of inspiration in space and color and merchandise and things like that. And then more recently felt called to pivot and do art more full time and had the opportunity last fall to study in similar to Kelly in Florence. I took a 6-week painting, drawing, and art history class. It was amazing. It was a dream come true experience, just the culture and the history and visiting, you know, the Uffizi and the PT Palace and all the museums. Hard to leave. And just the instructors and the classmates from all over the world were so inspiring to learn from and learn with. And so coming back from that experience, sort of wanting to continue doing art. I love the live events and work, you know, it's such a great way to interact with people and people who love art, creatives, and like you said, giving a taste of, you know, what they're wearing or their personality. Continuing with that and also commissions. I love working on commissions for people and bringing their ideas to life.
Yeah, talk through the difference between, right, like when you're in an event, it has to be, you're on a timer, right? It's quicker paced. It's, you have to chug those out pretty quick. At Artish, I don't even know how many you ended up having to do.
How many, do you know how many you did at Artish?
I think we had about 45. Okay. Roughly.
Wow. Okay.
Because Artish really wasn't that long of an event.
Right.
So, like, we had done one previously for metastatic breast cancer. Uh-huh. So we do those types of events where we collect the payments directly, too, instead of kind of being paid by whoever's doing the event. Yeah. So it does slow us down a bit.
Right.
And a lot of it is trial and error. Yeah. So that's why I had my loveliest unpaid intern and fiance, Will. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Right.
Boy, is he good at collecting money and taking
photos. Yes, he does.
Yeah. So we're lucky to have him, yes, too. But I think we would hope to get quicker and faster and more efficient with every event that we do. But it's been a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. And it has to change your process. And then when you get those chances to then take on a commission piece, mm-hmm, then you get to put a little more effort in, or a little more of your own flair, or you get to take a little more time with it.
Oh, so great. It was something that I thought I would be really nervous about doing the live events, like the time pressure and sensitivity, but I feel like I weirdly have like such a peace and joy in doing, yeah, it, and so I feel like that's such a sign to hopefully keep doing it.
Oh yeah,
improving, and
definitely.
So it's really fun, and especially even more fun with Callie.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun together. Yes. Kelly's good at putting her head down and banging out the watercolors and them looking absolutely exquisite. Yeah. And then I'm obviously the conversational, yes, person here.
Explaining it all to everyone so well. And I get so excited about
it's
it.
It's a perfect partnership. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, we've nailed it down so far.
Where can the audience find you over the summertime and into the future? Do you have more events coming up? Do you have more collaborations?
I do, yeah. I actually have an art show coming up. It will have been passed for the time that this podcast will be coming out. However, the show will still be open.
Excellent.
Okay. So I figured it was okay to bring it,
yeah,
up.
Yeah, bring it up.
Yeah, so it's also my birthday. So I'll be turning 29 on May 16th. And then I'm also going to be having my art show the same day. I figured, why not,
yes,
make a big bang out of it.
Such a celebration.
I'm so, yes, nervous about it.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's my first solo show. And so it's called Ladies of Leisure. It's also going to be incorporating a lot of the figure drawing and painting that I do. Just my appreciation for, you know, the body and poses and postures, but also a whimsical aspect to it. Like, I'll have this one painting called, obviously this is a man, but William Penn. I love Philadelphia, yes, so I'm doing another one of a watercolor that I originally did, but I'm doing it on a bigger scale in acrylic called Silly Pen, where he'll be holding a martini, he'll be standing on olives, and
yes,
on a really bigger scale, and then I'll also be doing one of Rocky. That name is still a work in progress of what, yep, I'll be naming him. But yeah, so that's probably the biggest one that I have to promote is just my little summer art show.
That's amazing. Where will that be at?
Yeah, it'll be at Frameworks Gallery. Okay. It is on 21st and Walnut.
We'll put that in the show notes.
Excellent.
Perfect.
And how long will you be there for?
But it should be up for about 2 months. Excellent. Yeah. Very exciting.
Kelly, anything for yourself?
I think just keeping going with commissions. And yeah, I love doing that. So a lot of, you know, dogs, houses, families. And that's on the sort of painting side with, I love working in oils on canvas, but then also illustrations as well. So that's with gouache and for marker. So, yeah, continuing those. And then I have so many ideas, too, from, you know, my time in Florence. So sort of getting sort of those ideas out onto paper, onto canvas, and hopefully making a collection of that. So that's still in the works, but.
Beautiful. We have some rapid-fire questions for both of you. If you could describe the Philly art scene in one word, what would it be?
Colorful.
That's what I was going to say.
Great minds think alike.
Vibrant.
If you could have any piece of art in your home, what would it be?
I do love the Impressionists. or I think it would be really fun to have, like, an original illustration of, Charles Schultz, you know, Nuts.
Yes!
I
love like Lucy.
Something like that would be fun as well.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
In a really fun frame, something like that.
Yeah.
I love that. I wish I thought of that, like something more exciting. I'd probably go with Degas, the ballet rehearsal, just because it's such a near and dear piece to my heart. Yeah. So.
Current artists that people are sleeping on.
There's an artist in Philly that I really like, Lauren Walcott. She does really lovely paintings.
Okay, can we bend the rule a little bit on who the artist is?
Yes.
There's this girl that I follow on TikTok, and her name is Madison, and she has created this group called Before Dinner. And it's Dessert Before Dinner, but the code is underscore before dinner. And she does this group meeting for girls that love creation crafts, and they meet together on some Sundays. The one that I wanted to go to, the first meetup, was the day after Artish. And so I was so exhausted. But she is an artist. She does a lot of crochet and different art pieces. But I just think it's so cool what she's doing is getting all these other like-minded females and males together to be able to craft together.
That's beautiful.
I just think that that's really cool. Yeah. And I think that's an art in itself. So I wanted to give her a little shout out.
Very cool. I love that. That's great. Favorite beverage of the moment?
Love me a good mocktail.
Nice.
I have been doing tart cherry juice with club soda and a splash of lemon.
Okay.
I have it every night. At 5 o'clock hits, it's my cocktail. Excellent. It's a mocktail.
All right.
It's my kick. I love it.
Love that.
I've been really loving the matchas.
Nice. Excellent.
I have two more questions.
Okay. Oh, surprise, surprise.
Cheesesteaks, with whiz or without?
With whiz.
I think with.
Yeah. With whiz.
Okay. Are you a Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, or Samantha?
I could be any on any given day.
I don't know.
Sometimes I'm a Miranda, which kind of I hate, but then sometimes I'm a Samantha, and then sometimes a Charlotte, and sometimes a Carrie. You know what? I think on any given day I could be any of them.
I think that's true.
I feel like if I picked Carrie, it would be like self. Yeah.
It's very trendy to hate Carrie right now.
I kind of hate Carrie, but I also identify with her on so many different levels. So I feel like I'm setting myself in a trap for picking Carrie, but maybe Carrie.
Okay.
I get it. I don't know.
No comment. Okay. Kelly has no comment.
The fifth.
Where can the audience find you two together and or separately?
I'll take this one. Yeah. So you can find me on my Instagram or my website. My Instagram is called Calico Paints. Calico Paints, yes.
We'll link it.
Yeah, link it. And then also my website, calico.net, where you can find me for inquiries or anything like that.
I'm at kellyharpercrosby.com and kelcros on Instagram.
Okay, guys, we're wrapping up this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us. It's so fun.
They were absolutely amazing. And I continue to follow both of them through their artistic journey. And it seems that Callie is down in Avalon all the time sharing her art at the Princeton. So if anybody is down the shore this summer, check out Callie on the deck of the Princeton.
Sounds good. And any plans this weekend?
Oh yeah. I mean, Philly is coming out to party. For the 16 days leading up to Independence Day, Philly has hosted Wawa Welcome America. It's included citywide family-friendly programming, some live music. There are free museum days built in. There's festivals, and there's going to be a huge July 4th parade with a lot of pyrotechnics. There will even be a concert on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway that would allow people into the block party, which will have food trucks, vendors, performances, even LL Cool J will be there. And it's going to end the night with their absolutely amazing 4th of July fireworks display around 9:30 p.m. on Friday. which will be right behind the amazing, iconic Philadelphia Art Museum. So if you guys are in the city, if you're going to be around, check it out. Check out the art. Check out the museums. It's going to be an incredible weekend of performances and being able just to live our best Philly moments, celebrating independence.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad. Have a safe and happy 4th of July long weekend. And with that, Philly has heart.
And art.
Perfectly fine. The kids are using the term raw dogging for like everything, not just for
I've seen that. Like, and they're like for planes.
When they go on the plane. Why?
Why do that to yourself?
Correct.
I don't understand. Like, what satisfaction do you get? Where are you getting out of any of that?
Yeah, Ryan Phillippe started that.
What?
He said he raw dogged the flight, and people were like,
do you know what that means?
I don't think he raw dogged.
Ryan, keep it in Delaware.